USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is praising House Republicans who stormed into an impeachment inquiry hearing yesterday. The Republicans complaining that Democrats directing that inquiry are leading a secretive investigation. The president calling those GOP reps warriors who fight with him all the time against what he calls witch hunts. A new national poll showing a new leader in the Democratic primary race for the White House. The Quinnipiac University survey finds Senator Elizabeth Warren with 28% of the vote and Joe Biden slipping to 21%. The university's polling analyst is Mary Snow.
It's not as though this poll is reflecting a big gain for Senator Elizabeth Warren. What it reflects is a six-point slip for Joe Biden since a week ago.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The president's lawyers claiming that as long as he's in office, President Trump could not be prosecuted even if he shot someone. Trump lawyers tried to block New York prosecutors from viewing his tax records, and the judge in the case posed that question using Trump's own claim that his supporters would back him even if he shot someone on Fifth Avenue. Attorney William Consovoy responded that Trump would be immune from investigation and prosecution even for murder while in office. The Washington Nationals already halfway to their first World Series championship with another win last night, 12-3 over the Astros in Houston. Nats manager Dave Martinez on the improbability of already being up 2-0.
I wish I was a betting man, but I'm not. I don't really believe in that stuff. What I believe in is hard work, being consistent in what we do, and sticking to our process.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Major League Baseball is investigating after a longtime umpire took to Twitter saying that he planned to fight a civil war if President Trump is impeached. In the now-deleted tweet, Rob Drake said late Tuesday that he was going to get an AR-15 in case, quote, anybody impeaches my president. Former New York City police officer Daniel Pantaleo is now suing to get his job back. It comes nearly 2 months after he was fired for his role in the 2014 chokehold death of Eric Garner. According to his lawyer, Pantaleo filed a lawsuit against the NYPD yesterday alleging the decision to fire him was arbitrary and capricious. An inmate at a Florida jail is facing animal cruelty charges after he allegedly fed a live iguana to the alligator at the jail's zoo. Jason Gibson is in the Monroe County Jail awaiting trial on auto theft charges. Officials say he took the iguana named Mojo and considered a jailhouse pet to the six-foot gator. Deputies say Gibson admitted throwing Mojo in the alligator pen, claiming iguanas are nuisance animals, and he wasn't aware that this one was even somebody's pet. And the Nationals did it again last night. They now have a 2-0 lead over the Astros in the World Series. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.